to be in alignment, and you appreciated us, and you ask us how many of us there are, and you ask us if we would come and play and live with you, and we invited you into the vortex. And then you said, sometimes I get out of the vortex, and I want to talk about this issue from out of the vortex. And we want to say, didn't we just tell you we're not coming out there to have that conversation? If you want to have a conversation with us that is meaningful on this subject, you've got to figure out how to get in the vortex where we can talk about it. So what's the subject?
Oh, I so don't want to talk about it.
Well, but that implies that there are in the vortex subjects and out of the vortex subjects.
Right.
And that is never the point that we were trying to make.
Right.
Because life has caused you to create on all kinds of subjects. So we don't want you to condemn a subject and mark it as an always out of the vortex conversation. We just want to say to you that every problem has a solution, and the solution's in the vortex. So when you get solution-oriented rather than problem-oriented, you start moving toward the vortex. So you don't mean it when you say, I don't want to talk about, you might mean I don't want to beat the drum of the problem.
Correct.
But I would like to talk about the solution. So come in the vortex with us and let's talk about the solution.
Thank you. All right. Maybe you can help me phrase my question, but why is the woman body the ambassador of sexuality that's not necessarily expressed in a healthy way? For example, we are bombarded with advertising on a neck hair, tuck there, you know, enhance here, enhance there.
Well, we've been talking about that all day today, about how you allow opinions of others to be the criteria that you try to live up to, rather than the criteria of the source within you. So the answer is the same answer, looking for love in all the wrong places.
I think my question is, there's been, like, even in the ancient times, I mean, just in the Baroque.
You don't know that, so don't even go there. Why go into a time that you don't understand and use it as justification to not be in the vortex? Why would you do that?
See, this is the thing that blows my mind.
Well, we'll tell you why. Because when you're not in the vortex, whatever you got going on is a pretty compelling vibration. But if you will just stop long enough to realize that the conversation is unpleasant.
It is.
And just leave it at that. And then try to find a piece of the conversation for yourself that is less unpleasant or even pleasant. In other words, let everything that you're contemplating, and it's one of the reasons that we wanted to visit with you about this, because this is a subject that takes a lot of people out of the vortex.
Yes.
And your personal appearance and what other people think of you is something that's reflected back to you a lot all day. It is a thing that keeps people out of harmony with who they are. And so that's why we ask several times during the unfolding of this seminar, if you will let your desire to be in the vortex be more important than everything else, once you get in there, you'll have different view of everything. And your body, you see, it's not wrong for you to wish to be a certain size or to wish to be a certain look. You get to choose everything. It's right for you to look through the buffet of life and identify who you want to be and to put it over there in the vibrational escrow. But when you ask yourself to the impossible, when you say, I want this thing from this place of not having it, now you're defying the laws of the universe. And the absence of getting what you want is law of attraction working in just the way it must. In other words, you've got to get, Esther says to Jerry on a regular basis, after Abraham has been flowing through me, the first glimpse I catch of myself in a mirror after Abraham flowing through me, I look so beautiful to myself, because she's seeing herself through the eyes of Source, you see. And so what you want to do is train yourself into that vibration. Train yourself into seeing yourself as you want to be. Now, that may sound like what we're trying to get you to do is just look at the world or yourself through these rose-colored glasses and just allow yourself to be as you are while you twist it in your mind to see it